Hello, and as Brendan Power fades into the distance, wonderful version of the Red-Eyed Boy or the Little Beggarman from his album, The New Irish Harmonica. I'll wish you a happy new year because I've not seen you since Christmas. Hope you had a good one. This is the first show of 2019. I've worked out that I've been doing this since 2013. So this is the seventh year, the first show of the seventh year, to which you are all very welcome. I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. The sky out there is slightly cloudy with a duck egg blue sky. It's a bit cool, a bit cold, but it is January. So what would we expect? As long as the snow keeps away, I don't mind because I've got a lot of driving to do this week. Loads of great stuff in the next 2 hours for you, including two song cycles, one from Reg Muros and the other from the Young'uns, a new album from Joe Solo, that great northeastern singer and songwriter, and also a new album from a young lass who seemed to slip off the radar but has come back in with a very, very fine CD. However, I'm going to kick off with a new CD from one of my favourite bands of all time, Bill Spence and Fenig's All-Star String Band. I first came across them in 1976 when I was travelling round the USA and Canada, a great old-timey band led by the hammered dulcimer of Bill, one of the great hammered dulcimer players of all time. Though the band are, like myself, a bit long in the tooth, they've lost none of the life and passion of their music. From their album Fenig's Redux, disc number 2, this is The Star of Munster and Tom's Reel.
Thank you.
Robert Stoff, the star of Monster, and Tom's Reel from Bill Spence and Fenig's All-Star String Band, their new double CD, Fenig's Redux, and that was from Disc 2. I should point out that the title, as I've got it downloaded from the hard drive here, is Tom's Reel in Minor, but it doesn't say what kind of minor, so I'm assuming it's a typo. I mean, is it A minor, E minor, which are normal keys for string bands, or was it recorded in a Morris minor? We'll never know. Great music, nonetheless. Talking of which, Megson have got a new album out called Contradiction. They've made a consistent stream of absolutely stunning albums over the years, and this is no exception. Just cop your whack for this. Here's Megson with Voice of the Nation. album Contradiction, mixing there with Voice of the Nation. As you've obviously spotted, the words are quite old. They come from a ballad written by somebody who signs himself J.C. It was written in 1810 and appears in a book called Rhymes of the Northern Bards, edited by John Bell, published in 1812. I like the marrying of that really modern and in-your-face folk rock almost feel of the music and the lyrics that come from another time of great turbulence and great unrest. Megson's new album is a cracker. Do have a good listen to it. Now, Kim Richardson is an artist, a folk singer and songwriter from Scotland who has made, I think, a lovely album called Leaves That Fly. And this is a bit of a tantalising song. You listen to the words. First love becomes a lad's hate. Love Becomes a Lad's Hate, Kim Richardson, from her new album Leaves That Fly, and that's just one of the many great Scottish voices, Scottish women's voices, I should further point out, that you're going to hear in the course of this programme. And talking about great voices, I came across Ruth Notman for the first time way back in the midst of the BBC folk show I used to do. It was at one of the Young Folk Awards, and I heard her singing, just thought, what a voice. And she seems to, as I said at the head of the show, to have slipped off the radar a little bit for, I don't know, maybe studying or going away or travelling, I've no idea. But she's back with a vengeance, is a horrible expression. But she's certainly back and has made an absolutely fantastic album with another great voice, Sam Kelly. Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys, great singer and songwriter. Well, sometimes when two people come together, the sum isn't the whole of the parts, if you see what I mean, but in this case it certainly is. It's a wonderful, wonderful album, two great voices and a great choice of material. I'm going to play two tracks, one later on in the programme and one now, The Bold Fisherman, which some people think is about Jesus Christ. I'm not so sure. I think it's just about a very rich man disguised as a fisherman, but you pay your money and you take your chance. It's Ruth Notman and Sam Kelly.
Take you to my father's hall. shall be my bride, and you shall have a bold fisherman to row you on the tide, to row you on the tide. You shall have a bold fisherman to row you on the tide.
Well, the album is called Changeable Heart, and that was Ruth Notman and Sam Kelly there with a beautiful version of the traditional ballad, The Bold Fisherman. They're going on tour to promote the album, not until April, but you might want to put it in your diary now. They kick off, let's have a look, Colchester on the 1st of April, then going to Sheffield, Birmingham, Cambridge, Biddulph, York, London and Nottingham, finishing off at the Bodega Social in Nottingham on the 9th of April. So catch them if you get a chance. I will probably play a track nearer the date of their tour and just remind you. The album, by the way, was produced by Damien O'Kane at Kate Rusby's studio, and a damn fine job he's made of it too, in my humble opinion. Now, the band Jigfoot are an English dance band specialising in music mostly from the southern English counties, though they do go abroad to other areas of England. Their arrangement, their press release says, starts from a single melody with the music growing and developing organically as we respond to each other's playing. Well, that's exactly as it should be. I like this next track from the album Kindling by Jigfoot. This is Fish and Taters, and I want to dedicate it especially to my friend Mike Farrington, who plays melodeon in the Batty Moss Band, and his wife Rebecca, who've just discovered they're going to have a little baby girl. Fish and Taters from the new Jigfoot album Kindling, and that album is an essential for all of you out there that love good English dance music. Now, I'm a massive fan of Michael Hurley, the American folk singer who was a big part of the Greenwich folk music scene of the 1960s and 1970s. He plays all sorts of instruments. He's also a cartoonist and a painter and a lovable lunatic. I love people like him and Terry Allen, who really stretch the boundaries of what people call outsider folk. Particularly in America, that is very much so, these great characters that are much, quote, larger than life. Though, of course, nothing is larger than life, unless it's death. A bit deep, that. Anyway, like Dave Lindley, Wally Ingham, Kane Welsh and Kaplan, he specialises, if you like, in producing albums of really zany, off-the-wall material, which are more than a little bit loosely connected to the folk world. This song comes from his album Belmead Sessions, and it's called Girl on the Billboard. And it's a bit like the house that Jack built, but it's about a lady with nothing on but a towel. I think it's great, but let's see what you think.
But a smile and a towel and a picture on a billboard in the field by the big old highway. Rolling down the freeway in a Jimmy Hall and freight, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that way. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field by the big old highway. Wow, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field by the big old highway. Wouldn't take her long to get gone if someone pull a trick and pull her towel away. Slow my rig to 20, that's how many wrecks I see every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field by the big old highway. Well, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field by the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss an older than just keep on my way. At 4:45 coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmy while I woke up the artist to paint the display of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field by the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field by the big old highway. Sleepyhead painter said the girl wasn't real, I better get out my way. On Route 66 from Topeka to Chicago, you can find tiny pieces of my heart scattered everywhere. Scattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field by the big old.
Well, I think you either love it or hate it. I love it. Michael Hurley from his album Belmead Sessions with Girl on the Billboard. I'm going to play another track now from Julie Fowlis' latest album. As many regular listeners to this show will know, I hold this girl in the highest esteem. She's got one of the most beautiful voices. And I use the word connect. Maybe there's another way. She's rooted, I should say, into the music, deeply rooted into the music. There is an authenticity there that some great voices don't necessarily have, but she has it in spades. Like I say, I've always had a great love for this lass's music, but my only regret is that I always make a bugger of the Gaelic pronunciations, because she's a fluent Gaelic or Scots Gaelic speaker, and I can pronounce the Irish a bit, but I make a right hames of most of my Scottish pronunciations. But here goes. I'm going to play a beautiful track from Julie Fallis's new album, Alt, called Port Dansa Hirtak, and that is followed by Dira Day. Oh, I do apologise to all you Gaelic speakers out there. Fowlis there from her new album, Alt, with, I'll try again, Port Dansa Hirtak and Dira Day. The last Dira Day means prayer to God, I think. And the other track, the song, is, I think, a dance about a port called Hirtak. Why don't I just shut up? Great album, fabulous music, suffering from my complete inanity. Right, let's move on. Something still from Scotland, though, which is great. Hamish Napier. I first came across him when he sent me his album River, which, as a fly fisherman and seeing the album was about the River Spey, it captivated me entirely. What a great musician. Great flute player, great keyboards player, great arranger, composer. Amazing. Brother, of course, of the equally talented Findlay Napier, great songwriter and singer. Well, Hamish has made a new album called The Railway, which celebrates the work of all the volunteers that keep steam railways going, in particular the Strathspey Railway, which is now run by volunteers and runs for 10 miles on a preserved line. I love anything to do with steam trains because to me they're like living animals. Now, in fact, let me just quote you from the album. Fire and water, this is his words. Fire and water, smoke and steam, a train is like a living thing. Driver, engine, fireman, it takes us three to make her sing. Isn't that good? Anyway, Hamish has made a great album and has a couple of tracks on it with his brother joining him. And as the notes on the press release say, and let me just read it, the brothers at Napier completely fail to disguise their enthusiasm as they join forces for the rousing chorus in this song, Jockey the Mole.
Jockey the Mole had the Broomhill Bend at 60 miles an hour. He'd been racing with the Highland Line from Port through Tullochgorum. Two black fives, the wagons in tow, he nearly jumped the rails. Hand on the open throttle, eyes wide with the power. Fire, water, smoke. She wouldn't run, we had to sand the rails. When we got her to Dalwhinnie, there was nothing in the glass. Fire, water, smoke and steam, a train is like a living thing. Driver, engine, fireman, it takes us three to make her sing. It takes us three to make her sing. Shells and mines, 7 days a week, supplying the fleet, nearly sleeping on the plate, as they roared through every signal of the Highland Line. Fire, water, smoke and steam, a train is like a living thing. Driver, engine, fireman, it takes us three to make her sing. Fire, water, smoke and steam, a train.
Great stuff. Of course, regular listeners will know I've already played a track from that album a couple of months back. So if you go onto the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, you'll be able to find on the archive there the previous shows, and you'll be able to listen to some more of Hamish Napier's album, The Railway, that particular track, Jockey the Mole. Now, Odette Mitchell was born in Yorkshire of Irish parentage, and you don't get much better than that. She was introduced in music and singing at home by her mum and dad, and she was so influenced by them, she began writing her own songs when she was a teenager. And by the time she was 16, she'd already written more than a few. She moved to Cambridge as a young woman and got involved in the folk scene down there and worked the many stages and performance venues there, including two club stage performances at the Cambridge Folk Festival. She made a debut EP by way of Night in March last year and has got a new full-length album out called Bless the Ground You Grow On, and I really like it. This is Odette Mitchell with the title track.
So fill your glass and drink to the light. all but bless the ground you grow.
Lovely. Odette Mitchell there with the title track of her album Bless the Ground You Grow On. Now, Will Finn and Rosie Calvert, amongst other things, play, I don't know what it's called. They look like an upturned wok, but they sound a little bit like a tuned steel drum. Really interesting sound. Well, they play that, amongst many other things. They are, as many of you will know, two-fourths of that great group, the Teacups. They both studied at Newcastle University on the folk and traditional music course there, and they've been going around the country appearing at folk clubs and festivals. Well, their first album as a duo, Beneath This Place, has been crowdfunded by Kickstarter, I think it's called, which seems a damn good idea. A lot of people seem to be doing that, and it really works. Well, from the new album Beneath This Place, this is their version of The Shores of Old Blighty. And you can hear the tin pan being bashed in the background. And a very nice sound it makes too.
We're 200 soldiers on a troop carrying ship. All dressed in our uniforms brown. We're bound for Germany on a night trip, serving our nation and crown. And the shores of Old Blighty we're leaving behind. The dark lights of Harry are fading away. When we get to Germany, how will we find life on a serviceman's pay, sergeant? Life on a serviceman's pay. Squaddies all barely buttoned up, and all with our numbers instead of our names. And oh, how I wish I could come home again. Each man is thinking the same.
And the shores of Old Blighty we're leaving behind. The dark lights of Harwich are fading away. When we get to Germany, how will we find life on a serviceman's pay, sergeant? On a serviceman's pay. Dawn. And the lowlands of Holland by
city we're leaving behind. The dark lights of Harwich are fading away. When we get to Germany, how will we find life on a serviceman's pay? And the shores of old Blighty we're leaving behind. The dark lights of Harwich are fading away. When we get to Germany,
the shores of old Blighty, Will Finn and Rosie Calvert from that album Beneath This Place. It's a Graham Miles song. If you don't know Graham Miles, he's written some, well, his songs have formed the basis of the folk canon in a lot of ways for something like 40 years. A great singer, songwriter, sadly no longer with us, but left a legacy of terrific songs. That song, of course, about servicemen going probably in the times of national service over to Germany. Now, a while back, I played a track from the new Jake Legg album, Break a Leg, and I told you the story of Jake Legg and what it was. I'm not going to do it again. You can go and find out, because it's a really interesting story. And Jake Legg are a fantastic band. This is them with On the Road Again.
You go to your home, she says your dinner is hot. She never even put the supper in the pot. She's on the road again,
just as sharp as you find.
Lord, a natural born easeman on the road again. She's on the road again,
just as sharp as you find.
Lord, a natural born easeman on the road again. To my window was propped. I went to my door, I found my door was locked. Went back to my window, I put in my head some great big popper in my folding bed. I pulled out my shotgun and I shot through the glass. I never seen a little woman run so fast. She's on the road again,
just as sharp as she
born. Lord, a natural born Eastman on the road. She's on the road again,
just as sharp as you find.
Lord, a natural born easeman on the road again. Friend come to my home and he put down his hat. He smiled at me and said, where's your husband at? I don't know, he's on his way to the pen. Cover mama on the road again. She's on the road again,
just as sharp as you find.
Lord, a natural born easeman on the road again. She's on the road again,
just as sharp as you find.
Lord, a natural born easeman on the road again.
The Jake Legg Jug Band from their album Break a Leg with On the Road Again. I do love jug bands. They make me chuckle inside. Now, Johnny Ugg Connolly. Johnny Young Ugg means young. Young Johnny Connolly is the son of the great single-row box player Johnny Connolly from Connemara, from the west coast of Connemara, from the Gaeltacht, the Irish-speaking area round Spittle and Carna. Sadly, Johnny Sr. is not at all well at the moment and will most likely never play again. So the album that young Johnny has done is a tribute to his dad. It's called Fear Inish Birchain, and it's full of terrific music like this. A couple of barn dances, the Keel Row and Barn Dance Gananum, which means the barn dance with no name. Keel Row and Barn Dance Gan Annam from Johnny Ugg Connolly's album Fear Inish Birchain. And if you're listening out there, anybody in Connemara that knows Johnny's dad, Johnny Sean Connolly, please give him my best. Now, it's a long time since I played anything by Rob Heron and the Teapad Orchestra, a band that I love dearly. They've taken Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, Texas swing, and turned it into Cumbrian or even Geordie swing. I love their stuff. I love the songwriting of Rob in particular because he does not shy away from politics or social issues. Not at all. The new album from the band is called Soul of My City, and from it this is a track. I don't even need to translate this, I'm sure. A track called Une Bouteille de Beaujolais. You know what it means.
All day like like a plague across my mind. You're in first place in the love race, and I am left behind. You're the only one I look for, the only one I see. But things have changed, now I see what you have left for me. Oh, but day to Beaujolais, it could please a one bottle of Beaujolais and a broken heart. Heart. You could have bought me a Cote d'Iron or a Chateauneuf du Pape, but you know Beaujolais is my handicap. So when you went to the supermarché, you chose the cheapest bottle it got, a 5-pound bottle of Gamay Beaujolais. Un bouteille de Beaujolais, et un cœur rosé, one bottle of Beaujolais and a broken heart. Wine in the bottle leaves my thirst to drought. All I need is wine, women and laughter. So the water the day after. But things have changed, now I see what you have left for me. Un bouteille de Beaujolais, un cœur brisé, one bottle of Beaujolais and a broken heart.
I love that stuff, that Geordie swing, Un bouteille de Beaujolais. Rob Heron and the Teapot Orchestra from their new album Soul of My City. Now, for my money, Reg Muros is one of our finest singer-songwriters ever. He's just produced a new song cycle called 12 Silk Handkerchiefs, which tells the story of a terrible disaster in 1968, when three trawlers from Hull, the St. Romanus, the Kingston, Peridot, and the Ross Cleveland, sank in the North Sea in January and early February 68 with the loss of 58 men. Well, you've got to look at that in the context of the fact that for years and years, the city of Hull had been, well, a war of attrition almost, had been carried out against them. 6,000 of their men had died at sea, fishing mostly deep sea in the Arctic seas. When the three trawlers went down together, the whole of Hessel Road, which was the heart of the fishing industry in Hull, went into a state of deep shock. But one woman, called Lil Biloka, just had had enough. As she said to her daughter, "I've had enough. This is too much." And she stormed her way down to the docks, gathering women as she went along, breaking this age-old taboo that women were not supposed to go to the docks on sailing day because it was unlucky. She stormed into the docks, going down to stop any trawler setting sail on the next tide without a radio operator. That was the beginning of a revolution which went through the whole of Hull. There was a petition signed, and I don't think there was a single person in Hull that did not sign that petition. As a result of that, the government passed laws which went on to save many, many thousand lives. The fishing industry, as we now know, went into decline not long after that for various reasons. But Reg has been working with singers and musicians in the Hull area, people like Sam Martin and Mick McGarry, and he's produced a fabulous album called 12 Silk Handkerchiefs. The title comes from the fact that Lil's last action before she died in 1988 was to send her daughter out to buy a box of handkerchiefs to give as gifts to those who treated her in hospital. during her long illness. The album is about the people of Hull, it's about fishermen, it's about fishing, it's about the dangers, and it's also about the courage of one woman and then many, many women who stood up and marched on Parliament and got things changed. This is two tracks back to back. First, a spoken intro to the track Wash Her Man Away, with the lead vocals of Mick McGarry.
A pile of laundry belied Margaret Wilson's reputation for being house-proud and stood out in her shiny new suburban home. The rest of the place was neat as ninepence. Margaret had good reason for leaving the washing. Her husband, Ray, a trawler skipper, had left for Icelandic fishing grounds several hours previously. The trawlerman's wife would not touch any laundry that day, lest she wash her man away. Her domestic pride was outstripped by her superstition. Ray was a very happy-go-lucky kind of guy, rarely without a smile. He was well known in the community as a joker ashore. Along with his pal Pete Whiff Smith, the wives and friends were treated to a great night that usually ended in the St. Andrews Social Club, with him and his best mate singing Save the Last Dance for Me by the Drifters. Often after the club closed, there would be a further do. Back at home, Margaret was busy. Something caught her peripheral vision, and she looked up at the back door. Through its glass panel, she saw a familiar silhouette. It was Ray. "What are you doing here?" With his usual beaming wide smile, he replied, "Engine trouble. They've sent us home for the night. I bet you didn't think you'd see me again, did you?"
The Perry God is sailing, the men of Saint Romanus are lined upon the railings. We'll fill our grubby pockets, we'll catch the shining penny. In the Arctic Sea they sail us, have no need for the money. My father left his small change upon the kitchen table. My mother came and found it, and now she's all a tremble. He left his clippers with it, it raised her superstition. A sharp edge unacknowledged risk a visit from the mission. She sent me running after, oh, the ship I'd left the Humber. Now she's spreading glory's safety, and she listens for the weather. She'll send me down a message, she'll send the secret way. And today she'll do the washing, there she'll wash her man away. She said he'd been a grow up, and he wouldn't see the day. So today she'll do no watching, there she wash her man away. Last night before sailing, he took his brother's drinking. Sam, save the last dance for me, as the band began to play.
she wash her man away. He emptied out his pockets, the remainder of his pay, and today she'll do no washing, let she wash her man away. Today she'll do no washing, let she wash her man away.
Well, that track comes from the recent album by Reg Muros. It came out last year, but I couldn't get it into the last December show, and I wanted to give it time to breathe, as they say. So I didn't want to cram it in amongst a load of other stuff. Reg Muros there, with the lead vocals of Mick McGarry, with Wash Her Man Away. That's from the album 12 Silk Handkerchiefs, and it is a really wonderful song cycle. You must get your hands on it and have a good long listen to it, because it is beautiful. Now, I'm amazed at the flowering of musical talent on the Scottish folk scene over the last 20 years. It has been absolutely remarkable. I remember when I first started working for the BBC folk programme 20 years ago, there was stuff coming out, of course, from people like the Boys of the Lock and from Ali Bain. And yes, there was, you know, definitely a bedrock, and the McCalmans, you know, people like that, the bedrock of great music there in Scotland. But then there was this sudden upsurge, this amazing wave of brilliant young singers and performers. It was stunning, and it still carried on to this day. Claire Hastings is one of such wonderful singers and songwriters that have come out of this new wave of the tradition. In 2015, she won the BBC Radio Scotland's Young Traditional Musician of the Year. She's perfectly natural, for me, unforced, brimful of soul. She has a new album just out called Those Who Roam, and from it I'm going to play you a track called The Lothian Hearst, and that celebrates the squads of men who came down from the northeast of Scotland, from Aberdeenshire, on a boat to Leith, because it was quicker to come by boat than to try and walk down the country, obviously, in those days. And they came, this squad of men, with scythes to cut the corn on the large farms of the Lothians before they followed the ripening crop north back to bring in their own Aberdeenshire harvest a month or so later. They lived, of course, in bothies, and the songs, the bothy ballads, celebrated the lives of those men and women that travelled following the harvest gypsies. Well, this is Claire Hastings' beautiful version of the traditional song, The Lothian Hearst.
Crawford's hells are harvest decaments. For 6 long weeks the country round Fleetunty Toon we went. We took rick wheel with the Lothian chiels, and I were weel content. Her maister Willie Matheson flee sweet decide he came. Her foreman Camfrey that same place, and Logan was his name. I followed Logan on the point, say we'll he laid it down. As bravely as he led the squad, our money the thistle toon, our money the thistle toon. Thank you. got nae sport for Logan was his life. He cleared the bothy every night afore he went to sleep. And no see much as ain't at least, but strict his rules did keep. But strict his rules did keep.
Hastings with the Lothian Hearst from her album Those Who Roam. Fabulous album. Love that verse. Our gaffer Willie Matheson, frae sweet Dundee he came, our foreman came frae the same part, and Logan was his name. For brisk young lads we had 20, and our lasses were but few, but Logan treated us sae weel, and he kept a decent crew. All of those people named there, Willie Matheson, Logan, long dead, but the people's history carries their names on in song. The History of the Poor, written in broadsides and in the verses of songs like that. Which leads me to the next song cycle, the Ballad of Johnny Longstaff, the Young'uns with their bedrock, humour, honesty, and wisdom. Teesside lads with a very special touch and a very special understanding. I saw the show with the Ballad of Johnny Longstaff in Manchester at the Band on the Wall. It tells a story of a man called Johnny Longstaff from Teesside who went on the march, the Jarrow Hunger March, to London, who fought in the Spanish Civil War and was a lifetime socialist. Johnny Longstaff was a really, really remarkable man. I don't want to talk too much about him now because I'm hoping that at some time in the near future I can get to sit in a room somewhere with Steve Cooney and talk about this remarkable album. They managed to get recordings of Johnny talking about his life, and they've mixed that in the live show with visuals and back projection and the songs. The songs that Steve has written for the album are wonderful, as you might imagine, but what is really amazing is to hear the man himself talking about his life, in the tradition of the great documentary makers like Ewan McColl and Charles Parker and Philip Donlan. The Jungans have, I think, done something that will live forever in the people's history. This is two tracks back to back, Bob Cooney's Miracle, and that's followed by a traditional song from the Spanish Civil War, The Valley of Jarama. The sequence starts with Johnny Longstaff himself talking about Bob Cooney, and that's followed by Bob Cooney's Miracle, the Jungan's song, and then it goes on into the song Jarama, and you'll hear Johnny Longstaff himself singing along with it, which I think is one of the most moving things I've ever heard.
Bob Cooney, a lad who came from Aberdeen, probably one of the most popular of all the commissars in the British battalion. He was a leader. No matter what he did, it was an example to you. The first to pat you on the back, to cheer you up.
Well, you've all heard how 5,000 oafs were fed by Christ with the fish and loaves, but on the banks of the Ebro in 38, a miracle happened on my plate.
We'd had no scran for two whole days,
57 lads all hot and hazed, when come the commissar with a grub, what grief, a loaf of bread and a tin of beef.
Now all us lads were filled with strife,
till up comes Cooney with his tiny knife, and before the land could wolf the sun, every man had a corned beef bun.
Now Jesus may have got more done,
but he had five loaves, not just one. And Jesus' men weren't clemmed like we. They'd not fought fascists in a hot country.
So if he can share with all us men,
we can share the earth and start again. Sharpen your knives, Bob Cooney said. Bring out your beef and bring out your bread. We can share the earth. We can start again. Amen. 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 There's a valley in Spain called Jarama. It's a place that we all know so well. It is there that we gave of our manhood, and most of our brave comrades fell. We are proud of the British battalion, and the stand for Madrid that they made. For they fought like true sons of the soil, as part of the 15th Brigade.
People ask, was the war worth it? The answer is simple to me, yes. Because it made the people throughout the world understand what fascism meant. It was a rehearsal point, yes, for the dive bombers of Hitler, but it was the resistance of the Spanish people that allowed the Second World War to be fought and to be won, because they motivated people from Norway to China. The peoples of this country today are only here today because of what the Spanish Republican Army showed the world what could be done.
With the rest of the international column in the stand for the freedom of Spain, we swore in that valley of Jarama that fascism never will reign. There's a valley in Spain called Jarama. It's a place that we all know so well. It is there that we gave of our manhood, and most of our brave comrades fell.
There's a valley in Spain called Jarama. It's a place that we all know so well. It is there that we give of our manhood, and most of our brave comrades fell. Now we've left
that dark valley of sorrow, and its memories we ne'er shall forget. So before we continue this reunion, let us stand to our glorious dead.
I couldn't think of any way to follow Bob Cooney's Miracle and the Valley of Harama when I was listening to that. And I thought, what do I play next? And it just seemed natural to put that song in from Farrah's new album, Farrah Four Great Lasses from the Orkney Isles. Their album's called Times From Times Fall. And that song, Love Gathers All, the words were written by Edwin Muir, the great Scots poet, and the tune was put to it by Farrah. And it just seemed to me was a fitting compliment to the two tracks from the Ballad of Johnny Longstaff. Now, I've been meaning to play this next track for a long, long time, and for some reason never got round to it. It just sort of didn't fit in with what I was doing at the time, or other things crowded in. The track is called Tear My Stillhouse Down. It is, of course, the Gillian Welsh song, a brilliant version of it by the band Cardboard Fox, two of whom are, of course, the Karavik sisters, those great West Country Americana lasses. Nice bit of real raunchy old-timey bluegrass there from the band Cardboard Fox, and that's from their album Top Spin, Gillian Welch's song Tear My Still House Down. Two tracks back to back now. First of all, another track from the new album from Sam Kelly and Ruth Notman, School Days Over, the great Ewan McCall song, and that's followed immediately by a song from the Jellyman's Daughter. Great name for a band. No idea what it means. Edinburgh-based Americana band and roots duo, the Jellyman's Daughter, have brought on board Jamie Francis of Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys, hence the connection with the previous track, and Toby Scher, who also plays with Sam Kelly from time to time, but also works with Cara Dillon and John McCusker. He plays fiddle on the album. So in a few moments' time, you're going to hear the Jellyman's Daughter with I Hope from their album Dead Reckoning. But before that, Ruth Notman and Sam Kelly from the album Changeable Heart with School Days Over.
School days over. Come on now, John. Time you were getting your pit boots on. Time to put on your moleskin trousers. Time you were on your way. Time you were learning the pitman's job and earning the pitman's pay. Come on then, Jim. It's time to go. It's time you were working down below. Time to pick up your pick and shovel. You're off to the mine today. Time you were learning the miner's job and earning the miner's pay. Come on then, die. It's nearly light and it's time you were at the anthracite. The morning mist is on the job and earning the collier's pay. School day's over. Come on now, John. Time you were getting your pit boots on. Time to put on your moleskin trousers. It's time you were on your way. Time you were learning the pitman's job and earning the pitman's pay. School days so.
Okay.
was I Hope from the Jellyman's Daughter's new album Dead Reckoning. And before that you heard Ruth Notman and Sam Kelly from their album Changeable Heart with a lovely version of the Ewan McCall song School Days Over. Now this next track comes from an album which is not new, but I finally got round to putting it on the hard drive just a couple of days ago. Natalie Merchant made a wonderful 2-CD set called Leave Your Sleep, which is her treatment of traditional lullabies and children's songs, which she made actually for her own daughter. I think the album is just amazing. But let's see what you think. This is her setting of the Edward Lear poem, Calico Pie.
Calico pie, little bird fly down to the calico tree. Wings of blue, singing tilly tilly loo, till away they flew, but they never came back to me. Calico jam, little fish swam over the syllabub sea. Took off his hat to the soul and his pride and the will to be bad, but he never came back to me. Never came back, never came back, he never came back to me. Never came back, never came back, he never came back to me. Oh, he never came back. Calico band, little mice ran to be ready for tea. Flippity flop, drank it all up, danced in the cup, but they never came back to me.
From the Natalie Merchant album double CD Leave Your Sleep, and it's her setting of the Edward Lear poem Calico Pie. Now I've just been working this last week or so programming the Settle Folk Gathering, which takes place on the first full weekend in September each year. This week it starts on Thursday the 5th, because 5th, 6th, 7th and 8th of September, and it's already starting to book out, believe it or not. The camping spaces and the bed and breakfast places in Settle are already starting to go, and I'm working through the programme, which so far includes the Mighty Doonans, Jez Lowe, Duck Soup and loads of other people. And one of the mainstays of the festival is Duncan MacFarlane, who year on year comes along and gives 150% running workshops and meet and greet and singing and performing his own songs. He will, of course, be at this year's Settle Folk Gathering, and he's got a new album just out with fiddler Anne Brivonisi, who's been playing with him in the band for many years, called Light Our Way Home. It's a cracking album of both his own songs and traditional songs, like this one, a damn fine version of the traditional song Cold, Haley, Windy Night.
Oh, me heart, it is frozen to me head. mid feet lay like a lump of lead. I'm standing here, half drowned, half dead, standing at your window.
Won't you let me in?
The soldier cried, it's a cold, haily, windy night. Oh, won't you let me in? The soldier cried, for I'll not go back again, no. Mother, she watches out on the street. Me father, the chamber keys do keep. The doors and the windows, they do creak. And I dare not let you in, no.
Won't you let me in? The soldier cried, it's a cold, haily, windy night. Oh, won't you let me in? The soldier cried, for I'll not go back again, no.
Rose up, she's let him in, she's kissed her true love cheek and chin, then gone in between the sheets again, opened and she's let him in now.
Then she has blessed the rainy night, cold, haily, windy night. Oh, then she has blessed the rainy night, she opened and she let him in now.
Soldier, stay with me. Soldier, soldier, won't you marry me? Oh, no, 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 this ne'er can be. So fare thee well forever.
Then she has wept for the rainy night, cold, haily, windy night. Oh, then she has wept for the rainy night. She opened and she let him in now.
Jumped up all out of the bed. He's put his hat all on his head, for she had lost her maidenhead. Her mother, she's heard the din now.
Then she has cursed the rainy night, cold, haily, windy night. Then she has cursed the rainy night. She opened and she let him in now. Then she has cursed the rainy night, cold, haily, windy night. Oh, then she has cursed the rainy night. She opened and she let him in now.
Fallon there with a cracking version of Cold, Haily, Rainy Night. I call it Cold, Haily, Windy Night, he calls it, from his new album Light Our Way Home. Now, I've just got time for a couple more tracks in this particular show, and I'm going to play you, as I have been talking about, the resurgence of great, great talent and music from Scotland, a track from a new EP from Iona Fife. I've played several tracks of hers over the last few years. She's a very young songwriter and singer, and also a traditional singer from up in the far northeast of Scotland. And I think she's absolutely stunning. Her new little EP is called Dark Turn of Mind. It's got a few of her own songs in it, but two traditional songs, Little Musgrave, and this one I'm going to play you now, which is her version of that great ballad, The Golden Vanity, about a young boy diving over the side of a ship to sink a Turkish galley, thinking that he's going to be well rewarded for it. But of course, the captain turns out to be a rotter.
There was a gallant ship, and a gallant ship was she. And the name of the ship was the Golden Vanity. Sailing on the lowland slow, she sailed upon the lowland slow. She hadn't sailed a league but only three. When she was overtaken by a Spanish galley, sailing on the lowland slow, she sailed upon the lowland slow. Up spoke the captain, and up spoke he. Oh, who was sick for me, that Spanish galley, sailing on the lowland slow, she sailed upon the lowland slow. Up and
version of a classic ballad, The Golden Vanity, from Iona Fife's EP Dark Turn of Mind. Well, I've worked it out that I've got time to squeeze two tracks in, because I'll go over the 2-hour limit. I don't mind. Damn it, you don't live forever. I'm going to play you, first of all, a track from Joe Solo's new album, well, one of his new albums, because he's got two new albums out contemporaneously, as they say in Rotherham. The track I'm going to play you comes from an album called Headscarves and Hurricanes. And looking back at the notes here I've got on the track I played you from Reg Muros's album 12, Handkerchiefs, there's a book been written by Brian Lavery called The Headscarf Revolutionaries to celebrate the work, the struggle, the fight and the fire and passion of those wonderful women, those fisherwomen from Hull. Most of them worked in the fishing industry, gutting and scaling fish, and they were the ones who fought for the rights of the men that were threatened with death up in the iced waters of the Arctic. And on his album Headscarves and Hurricanes, obviously referring to the book Headscarf Revolution, he's got a wonderful song called Haul Away Boys, which features the Commoners Choir. Led is the wrong word. Organised, well, maybe, by Boff Worley, ex-Chumba Wamba. A wonderful Commoners Choir. I've played a couple of tracks from them back. It's a group of people who didn't think they could ever sing, who discovered that they did, in fact, have a voice. Anyway, enough from me. Here's Joe Solo and Commoners Choir from the album Headscarves and Hurricanes with Haul Away Boys.
Haul away, boys. Haul in the trawl, boys, splice off the ice, or we'll sink like a stone. All away, boys. Haul in the trawl, boys, haul in the trawl, and let's head off for home. All away, boys. And ride the white horses, ride the white horses, and face down the gale, and let's pray, boys. The engines keep churning, just like them ghost ships once prayed for the sail.
Haul away, boys, haul in the trawl, boys. Splice off the ice or we'll sink like a stone. Haul away, boys. Haul in the trawl, boys. Haul in the trawl and let's head off for home.
Haul away, boys. To the wives and the children, the lives that depended on us getting home to that town, boys. The town we were born in, the town now in mourning for all that we've known.
Haul away, boys. Haul in the trawl, boys. Splice off the ice or we'll sink like a stone. Haul away, boys. Haul in the trawl, boys. Haul in the trawl and let's head off for home.
Haul away, boys. For 6,000 men, boys. 6,000 men like us perished at sea. We're all caught now. Caught in this moment. Caught in this moment for eternity.
Haul away, boys. Haul in the trawl, boys. Splice off the ice or we'll sink like a stone. Haul away, boys. Haul in the trawl, boys. Haul in the trawl and let's head off for home.
Joe Solo with Commoners Choir and Haul Away. That's from his album Headscarves and Hurricanes. In case you missed the importance of that reference to the ice, one of the great dangers in the Arctic Circle fishing up there was that ice formed on the superstructure of the boat right at the top on the rigging, on the masts, and that weight of ice that built up and built up, if you didn't send men up there with hand axes to chop it off, it would turn the ship over as the centre of gravity went up and up. And that was one of the main causes of the deaths of so many men. Wonderful album. By the way, if you want any information on Joe's albums or anybody else that you've heard on tonight's show, go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find it all there. As I said a bit earlier on, you'll also find the donate button there, and you can send a few quid to the show if you so wish. I'm going to look into something called Patreon, is it? Whereby people can just send a few bob and become patrons of the show on an easy, regular basis. Anyway, I'll let you know if that happens, because it's time again for websites and for licenses and for servers to be renewed, which is just one of those nasty, horrible things that comes up. So let's finish with a bit of jolly music. A lad who I think is absolutely amazing. He's one of the only old-timey concertina players I know. In fact, he's one of one. I think Jody Kruskal is a great concertina player of all kinds of music, but in particular, old-timey music. And here from his most recent album, Train on the Island, Songs and Tunes from the Days of Rail, is Jody Kruskal and friends with Jenny on the Railroad to take us into the far-off kingdom of Oblivia. Thanks for listening, and mind how you go. Ta-ra!